The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-1 in conference play and 4-1 overall. Indiana visits Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Thanks. Hard-fought game last week. Didn't make the plays we needed to get the outcome we wanted. Moving on here to another strong opponent, going to State College, Happy Valley, great place to play, tremendous challenge and opportunity. Just looking forward to this week and working with our kids and keep building our season as strong as we can.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, that is star one. Our first question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. Just looking for a practice update on Nate and Jordan. Did they both practice today, or were they limited, or what was kind of the deal today?
Yeah, they were dressed and you know, limited what's going on. I mean, you know, we'll for example, Saturday, Sudfeld was cleared to play Saturday, last Saturday by the trainers, and we chose not to play. You know, we thought, with mobility and the rush that Xander, so he was cleared last week. We'll see how this week progresses. I mean, he's no one's no worse for the weary. They're getting treatment and had a good practice today, and we look forward to moving forward. And they've played enough. We don't need to over-practice them. At the same time, they'll need to get work. And they were dressed today and did what they were able to do.
How about Devontae Williams? Is he dealing with an injury too?
Yeah, he's got a slight knee thing. He got he's actually missed the last two games. Hasn't dressed, but was back out with us last night, Sunday night, and today. So he just had like an aggravated knee, nothing major, but was kind of tweaked out for a little bit.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenspine from Chicago Tribune.
I would say he thinks your lines are much bigger, sturdier, and that's part of why you guys have allowed so few sacks. Do you think that is the case with you guys this year?
What was that again, Teddy?
He says your lines are much bigger, much sturdier, which is why you guys have only allowed three sacks. Do you think that is the case? Are your guys bigger this year?
It's the same guys that played last year except one, so we've gotten stronger. And but to me, though, when you have good ball security, it's not just the guy with the ball. When you have a good protection, that's your receivers that are running routes crisper and timing of quarterback and decision-making, it's all synced together. So I think it's a product of the group. So our line's gotten, I guess, a little bit bigger, stronger, but I think our group's just a more mature offense right now, and I think that has helped us be a little bit more positive. Of course, they've got, 21 sacks and lead the Big Ten and one of the premier rushing defenses as far as pass rush defenses in the country.
Good deal. Thanks, man.
And our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward from ESPN.com.
Kevin, there were, a couple people writing that the way you guys played last week kind of showed a lot of progress. Do you ever get into, I hate to say it, those moral victories in close games like that?
No, we've had some success the last couple of years. I think our team has got the point. We know if we play well, we got a chance. And it's just college football. I mean, you look at teams week after week, it's just very, very hard to keep your team channeled in on the process of preparation and rest and recovery and film study and just being on point. It takes, if you get off, you're very vulnerable. We have shown the last few years that when we're on, we're a good team, and we've been off the following week and been inconsistent. So we've worked hard this year to be a little bit more consistent. We played very, very hard the other day. I've got a lot of respect for Ohio State. Looked like they played very, very hard. They're a very, very talented, great football team, and we went at it as hard as we could. It just wasn't close. It wasn't good enough. But our challenge now is to see if we have the leadership and the toughness and the direction as a program to not be a team that can play, but can be a team that consistently prepares. So we're working hard to get these guys just back into how we go about our business and operate and take it to State College and play as hard as we can, because it's going to be a tough challenge.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Gordon Jones from Philadelphia Daily News.
Kevin, you just sort of touched on this about their D-line against your O-line. Coach Franklin was saying earlier today that he thinks that's possibly the most significant matchup in this game. Is that sort of how you look at it?
It's a good matchup when you say There's veterans and quality players, but I mean, to me, you're matching up across the board: punt team versus punt return, receivers versus DBs, both sides. They've got dynamic receivers. They've got some guys that have made some big plays in the running game offensively. So to me, I mean, there's matchups. Everyone's matching up one on one. Everyone's matching up group on group, and collectively, you got to put it together. But it is a group that has experience on both sides, their defensive front, their linebacker core as well, and maybe he's not as experienced, but awfully great players there with Cabrinda and those guys. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult challenge, but anytime you play Penn State, it is. So it's just Big Ten East football.
And our next question comes from the line of David Jones from Penn Live.
Hi, Kevin. I remember talking to you a long time ago when you were at Oklahoma. You're in a completely different situation then. And but you've also coached at Northwestern under Randy. I was curious if you had to prepare yourself, and you've been there 5 years now, for a different mindset, because it seems like you're constantly pushing the boulder up the hill, but it's getting up the hill. What's it like coaching at Indiana compared to Oklahoma after 5 years?
Well, I think the more of a perception, an internal perception versus reality. You got some good football players. But what's their standard? What do they want to be accountable for? Do they want to feel good about playing a game and coming close and losing, or do they want to push themselves to keep winning? And certain programs are a place where, you know, you have to win, and nothing else is tolerated. You have to perform. You have to prepare. I think we've gotten our guys to the point, talent-wise, where we know we can't compete. Now we're getting to the point that they realize, okay, you got to really prepare. If you want to be a great team, you do it week after week. I thought last week Ohio State came in as an outstanding team. I thought they were well prepared. They played hard. We were fortunate to get a couple turnovers. We were fortunate they had a couple penalties that kind of kept us in the game. But that was a talented team playing hard. That's why they're number one in the country, and they do that every week. We're trying to get our team to recognize that. We've gotten to where we can play good football. We haven't shown that we are mature enough to do it week after week, and that's the preparation. We're stronger. We're more mature. We're more veteran. And we'll see if these guys want to push for that kind of excellence that the great teams have. And so that's the challenge, let alone the challenge of going against a very talented offense with playmakers and a defense that's as good as anybody's in the Big Ten. So we'll have a great challenge at State College this week.
To follow up, you thinking about Missouri and Maryland last year?
Well, not just that. You can just go back through years before where, you know, we have had the opportunity in back-to-back weeks that when we've had some success, can you do it again? Can you do it again? So we've this year we've been a little bit more stubborn. We've been a little bit more grounded. We've played better and better and better. As far as just the way we go about our business during the week, it's led to some pretty good Saturdays. We had great practices last week. I didn't like a comment that one of my players said that there was a Ohio State, that means it's a bigger week. It's like, no, it's the next week. And I expect our players to practice this week like it's the biggest week of the year because, to me, that's college football. You got to learn to bring it every day in college football in the Big Ten East, and that's what we're trying to teach our kids to do.
Thanks, Kevin.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Ted Lewis from New Orleans Advocate.
Yes, Bobby. Kevin, Bobby Richardson is playing very well for the Saints and starting. Why do you think he went undrafted, and why do you believe he's having so much success as a rookie?
Man, he is a good, good football player. Came in here, we didn't redshirt him. Wish we would have, because we could sure use him last Saturday and this Saturday. But very, very talented young man, very intelligent, great work ethic, was a team captain for us. Bobby's got a lot of quick twitch. He's a naturally gifted D lineman. Now, what he is, he's not as big as some of those great large defensive lineman in the NFL, and he's probably not fast enough to be the true outside edge rusher, but he is a very athletic, high motor, great character kid. It's going to give you everything he's got every day. Saw him practice in preseason with the visit to Saints. They were high on him, and not high on him making the team. They thought he was going to be productive, and very encouraged with the start he's had. And I think we got more guys like him coming. This program's coming the right way. We're trending the right way, and we're very proud of Coach Payton and those Saints getting that win the other night and Bobby being a big part of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.